So why do you have to approach God to get relief from suffering? If he's omnipotent, can't he relieve us from suffering directly? Yes, he can. But here we have to understand what the nature of the suffering is. So we see a person who is starving, maybe, oh, that person is suffering. Yes, a person who is not having food is suffering. But then look at if the lack of food were the sole cause of suffering, then all the people who have food should be happy. But all the people who have food happy, are the welfare people happy? They have their own sets of problems. They have stress, they have hypertension, they have obesity. So there are so many problems so the lack of food is a problem, but the presence of food is not the solution. So suffering ultimately is because we want lasting happiness. And we are looking for the lasting in the fleeting. That means, say, we are lost in a desert and there is an oasis. If we go there, we get abundant water. But if I go after the mirages, I won't get the water. So the problem is that everything in this world is temporary. And we want lasting fulfillment, lasting happiness through the temporary. That is like wanting water in a mirage. It's just not going to happen. So we may think of specific causes of suffering. Oh, this person doesn't have wealth, this person doesn't have intelligence, this person doesn't have this thing. Yes, they are specific causes of suffering. But even if those specific causes were removed, other things will cause suffering. Because the very aspiration to get something lasting, to get something lasting in that which is temporary, that aspiration itself is bound for frustration. So just as the person who is thirsty needs to go to an oasis to get water, similarly, we need to go to God. And God has given us free will. So it is only when we choose to direct our attention towards the eternal instead of the temporary. So only then we can experience the eternal and find happiness there. Till we do that, till that time, even God can't help us. Because he doesn't ever take away our free will. So what he does is, he gives us counsel so that we can use the free will wisely. He doesn't take away our free will. If by our free will, if by one's own free will a person chooses to chase after a mirage instead of going to oasis, then no one can help them. Same way, if we keep chasing the temporary instead of seeking the eternal, then that very choice sentences us to suffer. Okay? Have you had a question?
Why does the idea of cause and effect not apply to God itself? So Dawkins tries to advance the argument
that
the creator is the creator.
Yeah.